Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out. So you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. They're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President of Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State. Mary's just returned from Europe in summertime. There's a drought. There's a heat wave. The drought is pressing on the people of Italy, northern Italy in particular. The Po River has dried up. We have climate changing pricing as we do each year, but the pricing that most matters is that of energy. And I mention that primarily because the combat in Ukraine now has to exist side by side with the energy combat. The threat of Russia cutting off gas entirely to Western Europe, or willy-nilly blessing it by using Nord Stream 1, the original, to pass natural gas into Germany. Germany is right now without a plan B. The shutdown of the nuclear generating plants continues. They are compromising in using coal-fired generating plants. The Greens have acknowledged this is necessary. However, all of Europe is pressed. Mary, the remarks from Kiev are war, 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 more of the same. The news is that there is a shortage or might be a shortage of ammunition and weapons flowing from NATO. The news also in the Financial Times in these last days suggests that the black market has gotten a hold of some of the war supplies. So what we have is not only fog of war, we have fog of diplomacy and fog of energy in Europe. What is your measure now? Can NATO sustain this conflict, given all of the various concerns, self-interests? Can it sustain it through the rough patch, which is when it gets cold in northern Europe?
Well, you need both capacity and will, John. And the question is not one of capacity, it's one of will. And to date, NATO and the friends of Ukraine, the United States, have simply not provided the Ukrainian army with what they need to win. And Putin is still on the march, still killing people. The sanctions have not crushed the Russian economy. It has not collapsed. Quite the contrary. In fact, they're finding new buyers for Russian energy. And so my concern, and I heard this also echoed when in Europe when I was there last week, is that the longer this goes on, the more difficult it will become politically in these domestic political races in Europe and the United States to keep even these, you know, inadequate supplies going. Because as inflation bites and, you know, Americans and French people and Brits, et cetera, really start to feel the pain of their, you know, $100 to fill up your gas tank and, you know, $7 chicken fillets, they're not going to want their government to spend money on some faraway war. And in fact, they're not making the case for it. So it's a perilous situation, John, very perilous.
And when you say perilous, that way is acknowledging that the solution best be sooner because it then would not be later. Is that straightforward?
Well, you want Ukraine to win for many reasons. First of all, to stop the killing. The best way to stop the killing is to have Ukraine win the war. Secondly, to prevent, you know, dreams of Russian imperialism, which is a real thing. That's not a joke. Thirdly, because we have key commodities in Ukraine, grain and other things that need to get out to global markets, particularly, again, in the poorest parts of the world, places like Lebanon and Africa and the Middle East. And fourthly, because of the demonstration effect, if the West can't get it together enough to really seriously sanction Russia, which is a tiny economy, how in the world would we ever gain leverage over a place like China, which is the world's second largest economy? Dangerous.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State, returned from Europe, a Europe that has no plan B, to my reading. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At WashableSofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash, perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.